And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
One of the many repercussions of House Bill 2, the sweeping anti-LGBT bill signed into law by Governor Pat McCrory in March, is that it has forced McCrory to finally take a side in the debate about North Carolina's future. McCrory has often told the media he was, quote, stepping on the toes of both the right and the left. Then came HB 2, a bill that's about a lot more than bathrooms. It voids a Charlotte ordinance that protects LGBT people from discrimination and creates a statewide non-discrimination standard that does not include sexual orientation or gender identity. McCrory recently appeared on the Mark Levin radio program to defend the bill he signed into law. Levin is a fiery homophobic extremist who's compared marriage equality to polygamy and incest. That's the sort of company McCrory is keeping. He is all in, the face of the forces fighting mightily to keep discrimination in place in the state he leads. So much for the facade of the moderate mayor. McCrory's a far-right culture warrior now. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.